Hello, everyone. It's your favorite trio. This is We Have Thoughts because we love talking about movies in particular. We're working on our Conversations with Oscar series right now. This is our second to last Best Picture movie.
We're almost done.
Today, we're talking about Mank. It was nominated for, obviously, Best Picture, Best Actor for Gary Oldman, Best Director David Fincher, Best Supporting Actress Amanda Seyfried, Best Sound, Best Production Design, Best Original Score for Trent Reznor and Atticus Rose, Best Makeup and Hairstyling, Best Costume Design for Trish Somerville, Best Cinematography for Eric Messerschmidt. 10 noms total, the most nominated film this year. I am Joy.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Anna.
And this is Mank.
Okay. I like it.
10 noms? Wow, yeah, I didn't even realize that while I was watching it.
The most of the year, yeah.
But it's a lot of technical stuff, so that
makes sense. Yeah. I have a feeling that this is going to be the Irishman of this year, where it's nominated for a lot, but it wins nothing.
You know what?
That's my prediction.
Oh, I know, because even makeup and hairstyling is really hard this year.
Yeah. I believe Homegirl who did... Hold on.
For Somerville?
She did
Catching Fire.
So cool on her.
Which, I would like to... I have some questions.
Okay, so, yeah. What did we... It's just, I guess, general thoughts. What do we think? Do we like it? Do we hate it? Do we love it? Do we want to throw in the trash? What's going on?
It doesn't deserve to be in the trash.
No, I don't think so either.
There were some things I really liked about it. Mm-hmm. But, there were also some things like the fact that it didn't really keep my attention.
Hey.
Yeah. It's technically.
It was a slow start for sure.
Yeah. It's technically great. Like all of the pieces fit as far as like costume and makeup and music and like I read something where like they shot it. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? No. Okay. So the type of the camera they used. No color version of the film exists, which is really cool. I should have written on the camera, but I didn't. So my bad.
I read it, but I didn't write it down either.
Okay. So that's super interesting. It was clearly a passion project.
Yeah.
But it just... when I watched it, right before I watched Citizen Kane, rewatched it. So comparing the two, I was like, this is very, like, not that exciting.
Yeah, you're right. Technically, I was very enthralled. I loved the shadows and the black and white. I thought were so great and so interesting. Even though I was looking at my phone a lot of the time when I did look up, I was like, this shot is beautiful. I also read that they used... When you're with a baby all day, all you need to say is, oh, you're so cute. So I'm forgetting how to speak. For the soundtrack, they used, like, it was a full orchestra that recorded it, and it was something special about the way they did it, to where, like, it was old-timey. They used old microphones and all that stuff.
That's what it sounded like.
So I really dug that it was like watching a film made in the 30s and 40s.
Yeah,
it was like a period.
Even though it was made in our time. I thought that was really great. It didn't feel like a movie made today trying to look like back then.
No.
At all.
It felt very authentic, and I think it's a really great showcase for the amount of talent behind the scenes in Hollywood that if you let people really hone their craft and be able to show that off, you get this. And it's like a really great, it's just really great visuals, and it makes for a really good film. I think the parts where it was lacking, it's a little bit niche. It's a little bit like you said, like a passion project. Like this was made specifically for a particular kind of person who has a particular interest.
You know who it was made for? Hollywood, because Hollywood loves itself.
Yes.
Literally.
You said this on this podcast a couple of times, and it's true. It feels Oscar baity. It feels like a love letter to Hollywood. It feels like that.
Blah.
The amount of times
I heard that during La La Land season, puke. Oscars 2017.
This industry loves to look back and pat itself on the back. But what I do think was interesting about this was that it was written by David Fincher's father, Jack Fincher a while ago. Obviously, he's been dead for a number of years. So I do, like, this was something that interested him. This was, you know, I like that it was in the family. That feels very special.
So in that sense, yeah. I like it because it feels, you know, it's special personal. To him. It's personal. He did this to his dad. What a great, what great memories he has of it, you know. So in that sense, like, good for you, boo. Like, good thing. Because I believe it was in the 90s that he originally wrote it. And he wanted Kevin Spacey and Jodie Foster as the leads. Yeah. Now, so when they, I forgot why they couldn't, I didn't read about it, I should have. Why they couldn't get funding or whatever the reason was.
Yeah.
But if the Finchers had had their way and made it in the 90s, that's who they wanted to have as a
lead. Interesting. Jodie Foster's a really interesting choice for that.
She is. She doesn't look like an ingenue.
Even though that's what she was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Because she started off really young, too.
Yeah, but even then she had, I don't know, like an edge to her. I don't know, I haven't seen a lot of her early work, but I just feel like the youngest I can think of is Hannibal. Yeah, that's the youngest I can think of her. And I just don't see her as the bright-eyed.
Yeah, because she was, I remember, I've seen interviews of her like 13, 14 maybe. Because I think the first, not the first movie, but one of the first movies she did was like a really edgy, like adult drama film, not like something that a young person would do.
She was also in a movie where she played a feral child.
I can see that.
Anyway, I do think if this was made in the 90s, Kevin Spacey would have been a great choice. If we ignore everything we know now and think of Kevin Spacey as he was.
That's true. He was, I mean, at the time he was like pretty good.
Especially around the time of American Beauty.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking about. Like, ooh, that movie's really good. I hate that.
I know.
Are you okay? I just see
you know on her phone. You know what I thought? His wife, Sarah, looks like a more interesting version of Rooney Mara.
I love her. Tuppence Middleton, I believe her name is.
That's she her was name?
Tuppence, yes. She was in Sense8.
No, that was her! She looks totally different with his hair.
With a dark hair and then black and white, yeah.
She looks like a more interesting... They kept her
in shadows a lot, too.
Yeah, they did. She looks like a way more interesting, engaging version of Rooney Mara. Like, if she would have played the part in Carol, I would have been down with that.
Yeah, she's done a lot of great stuff. I really like her. But one thing that did bother me was at the time in history when Mink was actually writing this, he was, like, in his 40s. Mm-hmm. And they cast a 60-something-year-old actor and then made his wife 20, 30 years younger than him when they were all supposed to be, like, relatively around the same age. Mm-hmm. Like, of course, we got to give it to the old guy and have him look better with all these young girls around him.
Yeah, which actually...
is Hollywood!
It's very Hollywood. William Randolph Hearst, whenever he first got with Marion Davies, she was only 16, 17.
Oh, my God.
Right.
There was, like, a 30-year age gap between him because he was in his 50s, and she was, like,
she talks about that, yeah. She talks about how you know, I think 15 in the show that he came and saw.
Yeah.
As a dancer. But yeah, I think if you're going to make the choice, like, okay, so you want Gary Oldman, that's fine. But age up the wife.
Yeah, because, like, everyone, you're right, his peers around him, they all look like late 20s, early 30s, maybe mid-30s if I'm pushing it.
And he looks like an old man.
He looked like an old fart. And, like, makeup and hairstyling did great because they made him look a little bit younger, but, like, not that young.
Especially because he's so, like, bedridden for most of the film.
Yeah, so he looks even older because of how he's playing it.
Yeah, and then next to, like, Lily Collins, who's a baby, it made him look even older. Charles. Although, I thought she did great in this. She was...
I didn't hate her.
I think her accent was great. Like, it was just the right softness with the right, it was kind of like English mid-Atlantic kind of mix, which I really enjoyed.
She's English. She's actually English.
Right.
What?
Yeah, her dad's Phil Collins. He's English.
But she didn't grow up in England, did she?
I mean, I don't know. Let me ask her real quick.
I don't know if she has an accent. A strong one, anyway.
Only because she's used to hearing it. It's easier for her to pick up. I don't know.
Right.
I'll ask her. Let me text her real quick.
Yo, Lily. I'm sure it's, a lot easier for her than some. But I thought she was really great. I didn't find her annoying. I didn't find her overacting. I thought she was just the right amount of character.
Agreed. She wasn't distracting at all.
No, even though I thought it was weird at the end when they found out her husband wasn't dead. Like, that just felt like so out of place to me. Yeah, but I was also not paying attention.
When she hugs him, it feels kind of awkward. That was strange.
Yeah.
I feel like she doesn't fit with the other lady that was helping him. When they had that scene in the kitchen, I was like, something feels weird. Something's out of place. I'm gonna blame Lily Collins for that.
That's fine.
I just can't with her stupid nepotism eyebrows. I can't.
According to Wikipedia, she moved to the U.S. when she was 7. She was born in the U.K. and she lived there until then.
So she's probably got a good mix.
Yeah. And then she has step-siblings who are also British, too. So
she probably spends plenty of time there.
Plus, she's Emily and Patio, so she knows probably French, too.
Fuck those patios.
No. That's the whole point of the show is that she moves to France without knowing any. This was what made me so mad about that fucking show. Just for a second here. She, very last minute, her boss is supposed to move to France for a little bit, for like a year or so, to get this new project off the ground. But her boss gets pregnant and decides to put that first and says, I can't go, but I'm going to send you instead. Very last minute. She packs up her life and she leaves her boyfriend behind and goes to Paris. And gets there, and everyone's like, you came to Paris, and you don't even speak French? How dare you come here to work, and you don't even speak? I'm like, bitch, she found out, like, a couple of days before. I'm sure if she had been prepping, she would have fucking learned the language. And she was trying the whole time. She took lessons. I was like, I don't even really care for this character, but it makes me so mad the way she's being treated right now.
Justice for Emily is what you're saying.
Yes! Get her the good patio furniture.
Oh my god. I can't speak with you right now. We're in a fight.
That's the only part that like stood out to me in that show. Everything else was like fine. It was whatever. But I was like, these people, I know they're supposed to be like, the friends are so mean. They just really irked me.
Anyways, whatever you do, do not watch Emily and Patios. There's already too many views on there anyways. Watch Mank instead.
You want to watch.
How everything is presented as a screenplay. So every scene, it's like, oh, here we are. Oh, this is a flashback. Oh, this is our setting and whatever. I kind of did like that. It's just like little markers for the scenes. I thought it was cute.
It kind of felt a little gimmicky to me because it kind of took me out of, oh, this is an old movie. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, this is a newer movie made to look old.
Although it does kind of make sense with like, I feel like, I was paying attention to this movie, but if it didn't have those markers on there, it would have been a little bit harder for me to connect because again, Gary Oldman in the past, 10 years prior, does not look very different from Gary Oldman in the present of the film. So I was like, so where are we? Is it the past? Is it the present? What does he look like?
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I was like, he looked exactly the same, except one, he has a cast, but are we seeing him from the waist down? So I can't tell if it's the present or now or whatever. So
yeah, okay, that's fair.
I feel like again because it's very niche, like the people who love this and know about this, like it's a lot easier for them to keep up with it. Not that I'm dumb or anything, because fuck you film nerds, but we're film nerds in a different way. Okay, we watched Citizen Kane.
I need that on a t-shirt. Film nerd in a different way.
Yeah.
We're contemporary, bitch. Okay,
Rachel. Rachel Berry. Rachel Berry.
What?
No, Rachel Bloom.
Now How dare you?
How dare you compare the two? One is a genius.
I
said it
and I was like, no, that's wrong.
How dare you? Speaking of which, my TikTok algorithm has been so good. And then today it gave me a ugly TikTok. And I was like, bye, 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 bye. Had to delete the whole algorithm. Is he?
Don't pretend like you're not still obsessed with Glee.
No, it's so, it's just a mess now. No, but it was because it's because it showed me like the worst character on the show. And I was like, ew, go away. The lighting in this is just fucking magical. Everything looks so pretty. Everything looks so like simultaneously naturally lit, but also synthetically lit. Like it looks like what they want me to think it looked like back then.
So I read this thing. Okay. It says when filming scenes set at night, the filmmakers use cinematography techniques called day for night, a method by which scenes shot during the day were underexposed to simulate night. To achieve the effect, extra lights were focused on the actor's face to ensure that they'd remain visible. Gary Oldman and Amanda Seyfried had to wear special contacts to protect their eyes.
Oh,
I did read that.
Very interesting, right?
Yeah, everything. A lot of it looks like photographs, because when you shoot on film, the goal is for the whites to be a pure white and then the blacks to be a nice, deep, rich black. And so the goal is for there to be a very wide range of like grays and black and white. Like you don't want everything to look kind of muted and like low contrast. You want everything to look separate and dynamic. And so the picture really looks rich. And that's what the whole thing looked like. It was so good. Like when there was bright lights, it was nice and bright, but you didn't lose your shadows and you didn't lose the deep black. Like it looked really good.
Again, technically great.
Technically amazing. LOL. Of course there's a woman in pasty sitting in the conference room.
Oh yeah.
Did you just say LOL?
Yeah, I know. Shut up.
I love you.
Whatever. There's also, they use this a lot for the exteriors, Cheerios.
Exteriors.
They use a very like wide depth of field, so you get the focus of everything. A lot of very modern film does like very narrow depth of field where you just get like their eyelashes or their mouth or whatever. But this, you got everything. So you could really see, one, the amount of work that they put into the production design, and two, just like the full breadth of that time period. And so it was very expertly shot.
Yeah, I agree. Anything else?
Charles Dance. I love Charles Dance. Charles Dance was made to monologue. He can monologue all day long. Monologue circles around everybody else. And it's just going to be entertaining TV. It's just going to be good. It's just going to be good. He's never not good. At least not that I see.
Okay.
The lighting in the castle was also really great. Capitalist propaganda, of course. We hate to see it, but you know, this shit still happens today. I have a lot of shot lists. Can I go through my shot list?
Yes. Yeah. Shots.
That's about as much energy as I have right now.
I mean, it's okay. The baby took your energy. The baby's more important. So, Mank on the bed with the hallway behind him. He's sitting on the bed, and then the background is whoever's walking in the room, and the hallway is lit, so you just get the light bouncing off of that to him.
That was really cool.
Delicious. Love that. Love it. Love that it was all in focus. And then when Sarah is like taking off his shoes and stuff. He's like laying on the bed and it's shot from overhead and you see the texture of the blanket and the light coming in from the hallway there. The fucking lighting, it was so good.
Yeah, I love that scene.
The transition to Mank in the hospital bed with Orson coming in down the hall, that ominous shadow. Ooh, there's a lot of hallway things. It's really great. I love that. Who's Mrs.? Pouring a cup of tea with the framing of Mank in the foreground. Who's pouring a cup of tea? Oh, eyebrows. Eyebrows is pouring a cup of tea with Mank in the foreground. The use of foreground and background in a lot of this is just so nice. Oh my God. Hearst framed in the fireplace, perfectly centered on his like throne chair.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, that was really good.
He looked good. He looked good. It was good. And ooh, the pull-out zoom on Meg's head at the table on election night, where you get that montage of everything flashing, like the lights and the numbers and the tables and the people pouring alcohol. Really good. And then, oh, one of my favorites was when Meg and Marion are having their picnic, when she's coming to plead with him to not make the film. Mm-hmm. It was just like perfectly framed. They were perfectly balanced, each on the side of the frame. The lighting was beautiful. The picnic setup looked beautiful. That was honestly
a lot of it's very like visually satisfying.
Yes, it's like visually, it's a treat.
Yeah,
like I can have a film treat.
Very rich.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was definitely like a spread of visuals.
Yeah.
Speaking of visuals, this fucking the dress that she wore, that Marion wore to the dinner. The first dinner where they go out to the garden, to the fountain.
Oh, yeah. So good.
The back of that dress, the front of that dress is beautiful. I was like, I'm not getting married anytime soon, but I need this dress. I need this dress.
I also love her makeup, too.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
So pretty. And her hair, God.
All of it. All of
just,
it.
This time period for me, for fashion-wise and hair, I could just sit here looking at it all fucking day. All day. All right, that's the end of my shot list. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you want to go, do you have any other thoughts, Anna, about it?
I'm going to be real honest with you.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I wrote two notes.
That's fair. Yeah, I get that.
That's
for research that I did after the movie was over.
I should have, but I did not. Yeah, it's been a bit of a busy week here. I just didn't get around to it as much as I wanted to. Also, I'm like finishing up this trilogy that I'm reading, and it's kind of sucking the life out of me. It's not even that good, and that's what pisses me off.
Oh, I'm also reading something. Oh my God, it's so good. It's so sad. So sad.
Well,
but
talk.
It hurts.
Is it a fanfic?
No. It's really fucking good.
Do you want to just go through the nominees?
Yeah, we can do that. Isn't that all the mental energy I have?
All right. Now? So, do we think it deserves to be Best Picture nominee? I'd say so.
Because of how technically wonderful it is? Yes.
Yeah, I would
technically
say yes. Best Actor?
No.
I'm sorry, Gary Oldman. Like, you're not doing anything that's worthy of a nomination to me.
You're not doing anything special.
I've seen you do this before.
And I've seen you do better before.
Especially
too.
Since, like, I feel there's other people in. That could have been recognized. I don't know, like maybe Delroy Lindo.
Or Lakeith Stanfield to be in the proper category.
Correct.
I think it was a fine performance. I think Gary Oldman is a great actor. I think there were other people who deserved the spotlight.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
True. That's the most Lindo. Concise way of saying that, yes.
Delroy Lindo. That's my pick. Okay, sorry. Best Director? Yeah, I'd say so.
You know what? Yeah, I was surprised. Not surprised, like, I don't know, David Fincher is really fucking great, but, like...
Oh, wait, I have a fun nugget of trivia that you guys have been missing.
We love nuggets.
So, Gary Oldman and David Fincher were once married to the same woman. Obviously not at the same time. Both times, their marriages ended, like, super fucking crazy on her part. And that is part of what inspired David Fincher to direct Gone Girl.
Shut up. First of all, I want to meet this woman.
She's all of a sudden Joy's hero.
Like, I don't know.
She fucked up both these boys' lives.
I'm gonna do some research now. Okay. Cool. I like that. Good for her.
So, Best Director, yes. Best Supporting Actress for Amanda Seyfried. Or Seyfried. How do you say her name?
Seyfried?
Seyfried. Whatever.
I've heard of both, but I think it's Seyfried.
Also, shout out to the only person in the main cast of Mean Girls getting nominated for the Oscar. Rachel McAdams. Just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Rachel McAdams. Been coming off.
So, I lied.
Yeah, I was like, wait. I saw... Yeah.
And then for Gretchen Wieners. Bye.
Damn.
I think so. I like her. I think she's fine. I think she's good. I thought she did great in this.
She did. I really like seeing the range, if you will. The range that I didn't really know she had. Because obviously she's the best actress for me in Mamma Mia. That was just a standout performance.
Here we go again.
My, how could you resist her?
Honestly, Academy Award, bitch.
I remember
hers Academy Awards for her, Meryl Streep. And also Christy Bransky, thank you.
Yes, fucking please.
Christy Bransky.
Beating vagina.
That is where the best line has ever come from. Thank you, line delivery from Christy Bransky.
I remember when this first came out, like, she was the front runner. Everyone thought she was going to win. Mm-hmm. And then slowly she just started to fade into the background. So it's interesting how the conversation has changed.
Yeah, the actress categories are both kind of like, well, I don't know.
I love it. It's so exciting.
Maria Bakalova.
Glenn Close, Olivia Colman, and Yun Jun Yun, excuse me.
So her and Maria
Bakalova
are like the front runners right now, right?
Well, I mean, Yun Jun Yun won for
That's what I meant. Her.
I don't have her name
written in front of me, so I didn't want to fuck it up. Bakalova
got the Critics' Choice, right? No,
she got the Golden Globe.
Golden Globe, yes.
And I saw Bork, and she's actually really good in it.
Shit.
I don't know. It's hard because that movie is what it is. And she's basically
Cuckoo Bananas.
It is. Oh man. But what she's, the situations that she's in and the how she's able to like hold her own is really impressive, actually. Mm-hmm. So good on her.
And not break character.
No, yeah. Oof. So it's interesting. Like, I don't kind of think her nomination is for win at this point, especially because the grandma from Minari has been working for a long time.
Talking about Maria?
Yun Jun Yun. She's been working for a long time in Korea, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then Glenn Close not gonna win that. Olivia Colman already won. So yeah, I think it's Minari Snoop to lose at this point.
I really hope so. That would make me really happy.
Okay, so next one, sorry. Best sound.
You know what?
Because of the unique way in which they did sound and the soundtrack and all of that, I think, yeah, the way they used it.
Yeah, it definitely deserves to be there. That's hard between this and, for me, Sound of Metal and Mank, that's really hard.
Sound of Metal was really great.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong category. My bad.
Yeah, that's really hard. I can't choose.
So I'm going to go with Sound of Metal.
You must. Okay, best production design.
Okay, so the production design was pretty fucking good.
Wow.
Like, really, really good.
I think I might win that, actually. Because I loved Mulroney. And News of the World was fine. But for sure, I think Mank is going to win this. That's
I think, yeah, technically, technical.
Technical, it'll. Wise, if it wins anything, it'll be this, maybe.
I think this is the biggest chance it's got.
Yeah, faux show. And then original score. Sorry, my names are weird.
I don't know. I'm still stuck on Soul.
Really love Soul, but I really love Minari as well.
I'm definitely going to go through and listen to all the scores individually, apart from the
movies,
before I do the, before we record the award ceremony, because I want to know my pick for sure.
Because, like, Mank just kind of feels like, it feels like, I think because Soul is so different and innovative and out there, and it sounds that you, it just sounds so interesting. That I think Soul is my pick. But Minari is so beautiful. I don't know. Man. That's really hard. Deserve to be there? Sure.
Why not? Yeah, I think so. Also, I love Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross.
Fuck so. Yeah, they're so good. And they're double nominated in this category.
Yahoo.
Yes.
Also, I think this is their first, if I remember correctly, their first score where it's not like electronic in any way.
Right. I did read that.
So maybe it's like.
Oh, because they did something different for them.
It's kind of like a there. Frances McDormand, Norman Lear situation where you're for them.
You know what?
Okay. All right. Okay. That still looks a little better. Okay. Best makeup and hairstyling?
Yes. Okay, bitch.
Deserves to be there. For sure. 100%.
This is one of my favorite categories.
Well, this is not
Emma was great too. Hillbilly? No, that wig looks. That wig is not working. Ma Rainey's makeup was really good too.
It was.
Their makeup was really good because, like, bitch, it looked gritty.
Yeah.
It was good. It was really good.
And I haven't seen Pinocchio, but I saw the trailer and it looks the makeup looks fantastic.
Really?
Even in the trailer. So
wait, there's a new Pinocchio movie?
No, it's like some Italian movie. It's all in Italian.
Oh, okay.
But that's what's nominated for hair, makeup and hair.
Is the word Pinocchio Italian?
Pinocchio.
Oh my God, that makes it Italian.
It does. You say it with the accent, any word is anything.
That was amazing.
Oh my God. You should cut that and make that the beginning of this podcast.
Or maybe it'll make...
Pinocchio.
Yes, do it. Maybe it'll make him an air sign. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I mean, if it does, I wouldn't hate it.
That was a tough kind of word.
Okay, costume design.
That was also really funny. Yeah,
they were really good.
They're so good. I mean, I really want all of that. And it looked... authentic. And it looked lived in a little bit.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I would love to see what colors they were in real life. If they used any funky colors to get
on the mask.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I love that behind the scenes shit, but
same scenes. I deserve to be here. Will it win? I don't know.
I don't know. They do love a period piece.
They do. Yeah. But I can see between makeup and hair, whichever wins, I think it's between Ma Rainey and Mank. Mm-hmm. So they'll either
whoever wins one will not win the other.
Yeah.
Win the other.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Okay,
same then time period.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that.
From two very different points of view.
Yes. Ooh. Two different coasts, too.
Interesting. Okay. Best cinematography.
Yeah.
It's definitely to be there.
Yes.
Without question.
Yes. Is it going to win? I don't know.
I'm still kind of pulling for Nomad, but.
I know. Personally, Nomad has been my favorite. But I really enjoyed Mank visually.
I did too.
Story was fine. Visually stunning, delicious. I love it. It's a walking photograph.
Yeah.
It looks really fucking good. Can't wait to make that Instagram post. There's gonna be plenty to pick up. I still don't understand why Trial's in this fucking category, but what the fuck ever. I don't know. Maybe it was just they saw that shot of Yaya and they were like, that's it. That's it.
Cinnamon. So yeah,
literally the spice of the movie.
Girl. So yeah, I think it's 10 nominations technically,
technically fair.
So there's not one I don't vehemently disagree with.
Correct.
I mean, I would take Gary Oldman out, but that's probably
the end. Oh, okay. Well, only because Delroy Lindo. I'm gonna be saying that to the day I die. I'm so mad.
Delroy Lindo.
Defy Bloods, one nomination, and for score?
He's your rosebud.
Oh my God. Yes.
Your grandchildren will be like, who?
Delroy Lindo?
Is this an ex-lover?
No. He's just wonderful the best man woman. That moved me to my core. Anyways, that movie's a great one. So yeah, Mank. That's Mank.
Oh, rankings.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Here. Do you even?
I got it. Who's going first?
Okay, well, I'm ready, so I'll go first.
Okay,
so first up is Nomadland. Second is Judas. Third is Minari. Fourth is Promising Young Woman. Fifth is Sound of Metal. Sixth is Trial of the Chicago 7, and 7 is Mank. just because story-wise, this didn't do it for me. And while I do love a technically brilliant movie, for me, story matters.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a story whore.
Okay. Write that one. Put that on your Tinder profile.
Story whore, film nerd. What was it?
What did you say earlier?
What did I say? Story whore.
Rewind the podcast.
It was film nerd.
Kind of film nerd.
Film nerd. A different.
Oh, damn. I'm a different kind of film nerd.
Yeah.
It should be your bio.
I'll find it.
Okay. You ready to
win? I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Number one right now is Minari. I'm all up in my feels, so leave me alone.
Okay.
Two is Judas. Three is Nomadland. Four is Sound of Metal. Five, Promising Young Woman. Six, Trial. And seven, Mank. Actually, wait. Mank can go before Trial, only because it's pretty.
Okay. So, like, my first four are interchangeable. Because I love them all, but I can't really pick. But in this current moment in time, Minari is number one. Promising Young Woman is number two. Number three is Judas. Number four is Sound of Metal. Number five is Mank. Six, Nomadland. And seven, Trial. So, yeah.
There are some differences.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a nice variety.
My number one is your number six. That's a pretty big difference.
Yeah.
Damn, bitch. She said number six.
That's not bad.
That's my number three.
To be fair, though, like, these movies have something good in them. You know what I mean? Like, I think we've said this, like, a million times already, but, like, this crop of movies this year are probably the most interesting to talk about in the last couple of years, for me personally.
Because they're all strong in their own ways, and there's at least somewhat variety.
Because I feel like every year I've seen one, I'm like, I hate this movie. Why is it even here? But at least, like, with all these, I can find something good in all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Fair.
It's not like a Vice year or like a... What was another movie that I didn't like? Green Book year. Well, I won't get into that. But...
There's no time for that.
It's just... It's interesting. So thanks for making good movies again.
Yeah, honestly.
You're welcome.
Oh, okay. Thanks. So yeah, that's what we thought of Mink. So let us know what you thought of it.
Yeah, tweet us, Instagram us. We're posting on Instagram. We post on Twitter now again.
Holla at you, girls.
We're bored. We don't have anything to do, so fucking tweet at us.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
And we'll be back with The Father very soon.
Our last one, yeah.
Yes.
And then the award ceremony.
Oh my God.
We're so close, guys. 3 weeks? 2 weeks? Whatever the fuck. I don't know how to count.
Well, when this gets posted, it'll be different. So
I have so much to pack.
Oh, shit!
We see boxes behind you, Anna, but we don't see any boxes. So
you're literally on top of one.
Excuse me?
This box has been my desk for weeks now.
Amazing. I love that for you.
So yeah, have a good day. You listen to this
wherever you are, morning, afternoon, night.
Drink some water.
Hydrate yourself, bitch.
Yeah.
Wear your mask.
Yeah. Get vaccinated if you can, when you can. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging with us.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.